listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Eater. The state government says it is committed to creating around 100,000 new jobs by 2040 as we transition to renewable energy. It's as a new report from the Institute of Public Affairs claims 46,000 jobs in central Queensland would be at risk if net zero emission targets are met. Energy Minister Mick de Brenny is accusing the IPA of being a political lobby group and having a vested interest in fossil fuels. It's been a busy night for firefighters on Rocky's outskirts dealing with two vehicle blazes. Paramedics looked over a man after a truck fire near the Caves turnoff just a few hours after another vehicle blaze on Thompson Point Road in Nankin. A man will appear in court next month, charged following a series of alleged property offences in Gladstone. Police claim the 24-year-old Talina man was involved in several thefts in the industrial area off Hanson Road. He's also facing driving, weapons and drug charges. And Central Queenslanders have the chance to support some good causes this weekend, including brand new fundraising events. Students and teachers at Ambrose State School are shaving their hair this morning for We Cure Cancer Day as a show of support for a student with an extremely rare cancer. While Kelly Downey is one of the organisers for the first ever Walk to Defeat MND happening in the Gladstone Marina Parklands tomorrow.
It will be a very emotional walk as well, but I find it's a good gathering point for people and just to talk about things and know that they're not alone.
And the Colour Me Capricorn run in Rocky on Sunday raises money for RACQ Cap Rescue. In sport, it's Rocky taking on Mackay in the QRL this weekend as both men's teams look to hold on to their unblemished record. We're only into the third round, but both sides are undefeated and the Cutters have the home ground advantage, while the Capras women are looking for their first win of the season.